They Call Us Pirates. Written by Farhia Farah. Narrated by Jennifer Saxell. Produced by Bukea. The sun was rising on the cloud-free sky behind the endless sea, spreading its golden orange rays over the horizon. The long wavelengths of the sunlight were spread in the atmosphere, which allowed it to display a symphony of colors on the sky and the sea. The light breeze blowing off the sea created small and gentle motions in which the waves rolled up on the beach. The silky soft and white sandy beach stretched as far as the eye could reach. The touch of the wet sand gave a cooling sensation, creating a harmonic feeling. All the senses were awakened as the coalition of waves and pure sand on the beach released aromatic scent in the air. It was 6 o'clock on a Friday morning. The temperature was 25 degrees Celsius, as you would expect at this time of day in January in Marka, southern Somalia. Idris and Roble were starting their working day as fishermen, as they were heading to the sea with their simple but not so small boat. They had long, busy hours in front of them. There were always mixed feelings when they were off to sea, as there was no way of knowing what to expect. There was always a risk-taking situation, since you could never foresee if the nature of the sea was in your favor. There might be wild waves that could rock the boat upside down. There could also be dangerous sea animals that were much bigger than their target species, such as sharks, which were common here. They were not equipped to catch sea animals of this size. Despite the fear of the possible risks, Idris and Roble always felt excitement and an urge to explore the unknown and exceed their expectations. The number and duration of the fishing trips they had been on didn't matter. Each one was a unique experience. They had to go further out into the sea to get hold of the bigger fish. Most of their targets had been the bigger ocean species, such as the tuna, the marlin, and the swordfish, to name a few. The larger the fish, the greater the satisfaction. It was easier to handle and sell these species, as they were more in demand on the market. Apart from being popular, the larger fish would sell faster and more expensive. They also caught lots of smaller fish, even though it was not the type of fish they wanted to sell. They stored the smaller species in a separate box for their friend Ambra, who did not mind selling them. It happened quite often that they returned only with smaller fish. It also happened that they returned empty-handed. Roble and Idris always made the most of the situation. If the circumstances were favorable, they were very productive and met their target goals in terms of the amount and the variation of fish species they caught. Exceeding expectations was the ultimate goal. This was possible with a well-planned time and destination, considering that the sea was calm. Maximum effectiveness of time consumption by working hard from the beginning to the last minute was what they considered to be successful fishing. After they returned from their fishing trips, they always headed to an almost hidden cave that was located between an abandoned old lighthouse and a giant rock. They called this cave Hawa Taka and used it as a boat garage. They shared it with Geddi and Jimale, a pair of fishermen who were also their friends. The friends used Hawa Taka for various purposes. Apart from docking their boats, this was where they stored their equipment and where they discreetly loaded and unloaded their boat. They used Hawa Taka to prepare themselves physically and mentally. There was only one more person who had become familiar with this place lately. That person was Ambra, who was also the only female in the fishery branch.